We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. I've been wondering where you were. I've been having to say it by myself.
You missed him, huh?
I miss him. You know, that's how I know what day of the week it is, Vinny. And now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the best Facebook page.
Oh, of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on air. Again, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page is the best of them all.
No question.
Yours is nice. Ours is better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it.
Not to sound like Maddie in the morning. I don't want to be a bragger or anything, but, you know. That guy. All right.
He's
so
something.
I'll begin with this. First of all, some of the weather reports I'm reading on the little apps on my phone say there's clouds. Right now, overhead, I've got blue skies.
Oh,
it's
I'm cloudy.
Beautiful out.
Yeah. We've swapped places.
I am
cloudy.
There may be clouds now clearing later, but the highs today will be in the 70s. It should be pretty nice. In fact, some places will be pushing 80. Depending on where you're at. So a good day ahead.
All right.
So I'll start with this one. It's the continuing saga of how did we get here? How in the world did the whole world end up shut down and hiding for over a year of our lives?
How did this happen?
The World Health Organization continues to look into it. Three Wuhan researchers were ill before the first cases were revealed in 2019, says a report. A U.S. intelligence report. The Chinese government, on Monday denied the report that three Wuhan Institute of Virology employees were hospitalized.
Oh, my God.
Before any symptoms had been found in the general public or the general population.
The implication being this is not a wet market thing.
This came out of a place that has this.
And I'm sorry, what official
studies this
branch said that some U.S. intelligence thing?
The World Health Organization is continuing to look into how we got here and a U.S. intelligence report. And by the way, this article is in USA Today. It was published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
A lot of places are running with the story. It doesn't have definitive info yet. But it continues to fuel the debate over the origins of the pandemic. We've sort of been sitting here going, you know, okay, it's people eating bats.
Something like that, right?
From a wet market.
Right.
I don't know enough to know about that at all. So I don't, you know, and then you read and you find out there's an exotic animal market.
Yeah.
As in people farm
people
this.
Want to eat the crazy stuff, right?
You know, I thought, I thought it was something they went out and caught. There are farms that grow these exotic meats or foods, apparently. But the intelligence report continues to look into whether or not these first infections came out of this virology, the Institute of Virology in Wuhan.
That would be bad news.
Well, it doesn't change anything. And there isn't going to be any kind of justice that could come out of this that would make
Bring
everybody happy,
back,
is there?
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it.
Some bad can come out, though. I mean, that's just, you know, They say that some of the uptick in the Asian hate crimes is based on this. It would be terrible. It would be terrible news for that to have been a human-created thing.
Well, I don't know how you go from knowing the Chinese government didn't handle their responsibilities to thinking every Asian person should catch crap. I don't. That's a
no.
Leap.
That's
I
a
can't,
leap. Right. Absolutely.
I don't understand that. But okay,
it's fairly inhuman.
I mean, I take that back. Not okay. Anyway, that's the latest. It continues to be smoke and mirrors. We got no answers. We got this, it's that. It's not this, it's that. Ay-yi-yi. All right, we'll move on.
Yeah, that's scary.
I'm not an expert on international or foreign relations. I also don't know a lot about virology. So
I'll ask my friend on Facebook. He used to be a political expert. Now he's a virus
expert. Okay. Yeah, get to the bottom of that for us and let us know.
Sure.
If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s.
Hello.
All right. I know most of you in your 50s didn't start your family then. Only a few of us are that dumb. But anyway, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
Yeah.
You may remember your parents telling you to shut the video games down and go play outside.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now your parents yourselves, and you're having to work even harder to get your kids out of their rooms because, you know, video games, and then there's a pandemic, so that's just sort of giving everyone green light to stay on screens. As we're coming out of this, you're going to have to rip this crap from these kids. That's all there is to it. I know I've been dealing with that to some extent. My kid absolutely thinks screen time on TV is different than screen time on the iPad, which is also very different from screen time on her laptop.
Oh, I see.
Which,
well, they are
time.
Different screens.
Yes, maybe. But they're all you sitting there consuming crap.
Is screen right in the name?
Yeah.
It seems like it's a...
These days you got Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and other social medias.
All the things, yeah.
According to a new poll, the average parent thinks their child could only keep themselves entertained outside for 32 minutes before getting bored.
Man.
I don't think...
If that's true, it's a travesty. I mean...
It is,
it's because we had no other options, though, Vinny. The only place to go was outside. If you were in the house, your mom was going to make you do chores. Oh, you're bored? Well, the kitchen floor needs a scrubbing.
Yeah. No, I like my kid asks me all the time, and this is her play to get me to give her more video games, but she's like, what games did you? And the answer is always the same. I rode my skateboard. When I got my skateboard, I fell in love with it and rode it all day, every day. I didn't play video games like you do. Yes, I went to the Varsity, which was an ice cream parlor, and they had video games, and I went there and put some quarters down, or I went to Lamppost Pizza, put some... But I didn't do it all day, every day. Right. It was like a stop in between to the next thing.
Right.
So I can't speak to this idea that you're going to sit there and go from television shows to YouTube shows to video games, and that's a day?
It's like a perfect
day. That's a
day.
Yeah.
In defense of the kids, and I mentioned it a second ago, you know what? Kids, when they're together, do much better and will stay outside longer than when they're alone.
Right.
So that is one of the issues that we're currently dealing with is this. Well, you can't play with that kid. That kid doesn't wear masks. Okay, well, that's starting. You know, now
and
there's a
whole...
And
that kid sees you coming and runs for the house.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I do think that our kids will be better off when they can go out and play.
There's
no
question
about that. The screen time's not...
We'd already made comments about how empty neighborhoods are before the pandemic, that there's so much entertainment going on for somebody inside. If you wanted to be on a screen all day, that would be easy. Neighborhoods just aren't the screaming bastions of children on bikes and running around kicking balls that they were when
they
we were
sure
kids.
They sure are not.
Things
You're
have
right.
changed.
Three quarters of parents admit their family doesn't go out enough. I mean, outside enough, I should say. So there's not enough family hikes, family walks. There's just not enough of it. But that's,
well, everybody,
you know what?
Can be on their phone.
If you didn't grow up going outside, then there's very little chance you're going to chase your kid outside either. So you might, and a lot of parents feel like, hey, they're safe here.
Yep.
I don't have to worry
about
it.
I know exactly where they are.
I definitely have walked into my house, though, and looked at my two-year-old who's still in pajamas at 11 or 12 watching TV, and I'm just like, okay, you're going outside. Yeah. TV's off. Let's go. It's I can't see it. I can't watch it.
Yeah.
Makes my stomach turn.
Well, you know, and you're in charge of them at that point in the day, so that's, you know, good on you that you rip them
out. Well, and mom's working. That's why it's happening.
Right.
Mom's working. All she can do is say, please go watch a show so I can have this meeting.
Right.
Ugh. Well, anyway, good ways to get your kids outside this summer, because summer's coming. We're 2 weeks away from kids being off for 3 months.
Oh, man. That really is right around the corner.
It's 2 weeks, yeah.
What a lost year.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it's for sure 2 weeks, but parents right now, each are all, they know the time.
Right.
They know when it's going to be.
I'm like, oh, the kids have been around all year. The only difference is going to be I won't get 2 hours of break while they're on a Zoom meeting with their teacher.
Right. Oh, my kid at dinner goes, what are we going to do this summer? And I went, oh, no. Oh, my God.
Well, then you said we're going on an RV trip.
We haven't even told her that yet. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God, really? Because she just
She'll kill us with the questions. No, she doesn't know about that yet. No way. Anyway, planning family outings, trading computer or TV time for outdoor play, which has become mandatory. Yeah, you can have that screen. Leave the house for 2 hours.
Yep.
Then you can have it. Walking the dog together, going on nature-oriented vacations, and sending them to summer camp, all options you should be looking into as these kids approach the wind down of the school season.
Have you guys considered summer camps? There's some great ones.
You know, I don't think we've considered it yet this year, but I do think that's something that's got to happen.
Yeah, she was a little young and before the pandemic to do it, although, you know, they have them for multiple ages. My kids used to live for summer camp. We went to Stephen Cates. It was just a day camp. He dropped them off in the morning, picked them up in the late afternoon, and you had a day. And they had a ball. They'd come home covered in mud and paint and all
good.
Tired and
yeah,
awesome.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Steve and Kate's camp, and they have them. They're all over the place. At least I think. I mean, maybe they went out of business last year, like so many things did. They're great. They take over a school campus usually.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Like in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So they just broker some kind of deal to. All right.
Yep, and every day is like themed out, and it's, you know, you can buy day passes or you can buy, you know, the thing for the summer, and they, well, whatever. I mean, I'm not here to do an ad for Stephen Cates, but I loved those guys.
No, that's good. I'm telling, did the story because I think a lot of people been, you know, you're short-sighting, you're trying to get through today, and we're coming to the end of the school season. The little bit of stuff your kid had to do is about to dry up.
Oh, there's Stephen Cates. Anything near
Vinny? They're all over.
Looks like there's
something in San Jose. In San Jose.
Los Gatos, I think.
Oh.
Los Gatos.
If I can ever figure out how to say that town, I might visit.
Is it at a school? Where do they have it?
This one, yeah, it says St. Francis Cabrini School.
Oh, okay.
In Los Gatos.
So they just use the fields and stuff during the summer, and I think they have access to some indoor stuff. So there's bathrooms, you know, because kids do that. They would have everything. Like, they'd have a karaoke room. They'd have all kinds of outdoor ball games. They'd have themes and jumpers on some days and water stuff on other days. Mm-hmm. And really, really fun. Really a good time.
Well, that's good.
In San Francisco, we did something called NYSP.
Oh, what's
that? National Youth Sports Program. And they did it at San Francisco State. So they used all the facilities, like...
The big stadiums
the huge,
and stuff, right?
Yeah, pools or the football fields for baseball and football and everything. It was great. It was like age 10 to 18 or something like that.
And were you just go for the whole summer or like 2 week period?
It was
periods?
A summer thing.
Oh, that's
you had
great.
To get there like at 6:30 in the morning, though. It was really intense.
But just day camp.
Uh-huh. A full day of camp. It was all every summer.
So it wasn't just sports. It was all kinds of stuff that you would do.
Mostly sports.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Really cool, though.
My next story is out of Spain.
Oh.
There's a 14-year-old kid in Spain who got into a fight with his parents and wanted a place to get away. So he went in the backyard and started digging an underground cave for himself, a place where he could hang out.
Just get away from the
initial
rent.
Fight happened in 2015, which puts him at about age 20 now.
Oh.
So he's no longer a teenager as he's putting the finishing touches on his underground cave. He just shared pictures of it online after working on it for the last 6 years. He started with a pickaxe, and it was just a hole at first. If you've ever tried to dig a hole, you get to a certain point where maybe even you're just up to your calves or something, and you go, I've been at this all day.
Boy, it takes a lot of work to dig a hole. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. It's digging ditches is real, man. Oh, there he is.
Oh, man. So he has cemented around the outside, and it looks like it goes on behind him.
As he got better tools, he was able to make it 10 feet deep and add multiple rooms.
Oh, my God.
He's got a living room, a bedroom, heating system, music system, and Wi-Fi. Wow. He's reinforced the walls with concrete to make sure it won't collapse in on him.
Oh, this is elaborate.
And they say here he's spent a grand total of $60 doing it. So he's done all this work himself is what that means. Or he's got friends who are willing to, you know.
If it rains really hard, does this? He's got a whole contraption for getting the dirt that he's dug out. What are they doing with the dirt?
They don't say, but yes, it does flood, Sarah.
Oh, it does.
There are lots of bugs down there, too, but he says he doesn't mind. And his parents apparently have been pretty supportive. His mother finally went down to get a look at it and came up and said, I thought it would be bigger, which, you know, there's a good slam.
Well, that's a
on the young
a
man.
Very, a very girl thing to say.
Oh, wow. All right.
Thank you. Sarah. It's elaborate. Boy, the dirt there is looks like clay. I mean, if that's just bare walls, I don't know if he slathered something over them, but there's definitely reinforcements.
Say.
This is a look. If you can't stand your parents, dig a hole out back.
I have to assume the parents are like, hey, listen, he's outside, he's getting exercise, mm-hmm. like we were just talking about, and we don't have to deal with him. It's all good.
Yeah, it's got to be a bummer when that floods.
Yeah.
Although once the water recedes, you got a nice level.
How's he
going to
bring
floor.
Girls home?
He'll just walk. Look, he's got candles in the alcove there. He makes it real romantic for him. He's got a little twin bed,
you know,
with like dirt all over the sheets.
I shouldn't say kid. When you're a young person looking for a place to be romantic, almost anything works. Mm-hmm. I certainly have.
That's why car sex happens. Nobody wants to, but that's what you got.
Mm-hmm. I've got my own cave. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I have a cave
with candles.
Are you intrigued? Come have a look.
I have to admit I am. I'm gonna. I thought it'd be bigger.
Don't say that. We've heard that enough for one day. I didn't even realize what I stepped in when I said that. Shouldn't have read that mom's quote.
Can't believe
she's
his
awful.
Mom is. Yeah.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 925 says, I thought you guys were on vacation today, but turned on Odyssey and was super stoked. When are you guys gone again? We're weeks away from vacation.
Yeah, a couple, 3 weeks. I think we're the 10th through the week after that.
Vinny, Santa Cruz Mountains are full of summer camps, including YMCA Camp Campbell. Yeah, no, I think that we have dietary restrictions, but a day camp would work. As long as we send her with food, it would probably be great. So we'll look into that.
Right. And the kids would always want to get there early enough to get breakfast because they would do like pancakes. You could walk in and grab pancakes and then get going.
Pancakes. Yeah. They're the best.
My God, they really are. Young man.
Let's see. 510 says, hey, Vin, you hit the nail on the head. You had to put quarters down for your video game time. Charge that kid a quarter every game. I don't know about that. But yeah, that's where I played my games. I'd go to places where you'd put your change on the screen and you'd be like, that's me.
Yeah. I got next,
guys. I'm up.
I'm next. That's my quarter. I think that's my quarter. Nope, it's mine. Prove it. Let's fight.
What year was it?
Was that happening to you a lot?
Who, me? No.
Yeah.
I just always assumed. I'm like, how can you tell whose quarter that is? It's like, at least with a pool table, you put your name on a chalkboard.
Well, I'll tell you how you can tell. My finger's still on it. That's me right there. See my finger on this quarter? That's me. That's my quarter.
I just put it here. That's my quarter. I put that there.
Am I blocking your screen? Well, then admit it. Say it. That's my quarter. You got that? All right, good. I'll move my hand. You got to handle these things, Sarah. You can't be had.
Yeah. Turns out.
Right. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I know. I have something. Hold on. An awesome wardrobe malfunction in the middle of the hottest man-on-man action I've ever seen on regular TV.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.